Dulcimer from the Appalachian Mountains in America. It's a truly American folk instrument, right? And this was made for me by a girl named Joellen, who's from California. She does beautiful work. She's used all kinds of beautiful woods. Purple Heart for the sides and Cocoburro, which is kind of a ripply orange wood for the back. And for the sound hole, she's carved little stylized swallows. And on the tuning head, there's a hawk and a this is the 12th one that she's built, and everybody's always waiting for the next one that she does, you know? As far as the origin of it goes, there's some confusion. Some people say that the Scots, when they came to the Appalachians, were longing for their bagpipes, you know? So they built this thing because it had lots of drones to it. And some people say that, indeed, it was the Swedes who, longing for their zither, created it. And other people say that one day they just took a fiddle and stretched it out and put it on their lap, and anyway, here it is, the Appalachian dulcimer. And you can tune it any way you want to, just like any instrument, like the guitar or the piano. I'm going into a tuning now that I call Mathla tuning, because I found it to, as well as the song I'm going to play in Matala, Crete. That was this place in Crete where a lot of people came to live in the caves, you know, and there were two big walls of caves on each side of a flat plain, and they looked like Halava cliffs. They're about that color. You know what Halava is? Well, that's what they looked like. And at night, they looked like big tenement buildings because people would have little fires going in their caves and all of the different levels would be lit up and kind of spots of light all over them. And at this point, this is last spring I'm talking about, there were a whole lot of people living there. I don't know, how many people do you think there were there? About 150 freaks from all over the place, from France and Canada and the United States of America and England, everywhere. And They used to eat at the Mermaid Cafe. Most people who didn't cook in their caves ate down at the Mermaid Cafe. They also did most of their drinking there, because the guy who ran the place, Stelios, really liked all of the freaks. You know, he encouraged their business, not like other people in the town who sort of smiled and took your drax from you. Well, that's neither here nor there. On Easter, there was a family that came down the beach who decided that they were going to blend in with the freaks, you know, and they came wearing headbands that they'd made out of cloth, you know, that they'd ripped off of their pillowcases or something. And around their neck, one man had a string with old curlers on it for his beads. And another guy had a zucchini squash threaded onto a string, painted bright red. And they gave us red Easter eggs and little breads with kind of an egg paste in the middle. And they were very nice. And the girl played the guitar. And we all sat around and had a really lovely Easter.